Padre Pio was blessed with numerous fascinating visions of Jesus throughout his life. In today's video, we explore one of these extraordinary experiences and discover what Jesus requested from Padre Pio. So stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Padre Pio was blessed with numerous visions and apparitions, some of which were beautiful and brought comfort, while others were frightening and brought sorrow. At times, Jesus would appear to Padre Pio as one would to a friend, sharing his sorrows with him. Padre Pio recorded these captivating encounters in various letters. So without further ado, let's delve into what Padre Pio wrote in March 1913 to his confessor, Father Agostino. He starts the letter, "Listen, my dear Father, to the justified complaints of our most sweet Jesus. With what ingratitude is my love for men repaid? I would be less offended by them if I had loved them less. My Father does not want to bear with them any longer. I myself want to stop loving them, but..." And here Jesus paused, sighed, and then continued. "But alas, my heart is made to love. Weak and cowardly men make no effort to overcome temptation, and indeed they take delight in their wickedness. The souls for whom I have a special fondness fail me when put to the test. The weak give way to discouragement and despair, while the strong are relaxing by degrees. They leave me alone by night, alone by day in the churches. They no longer care about the sacrament of the altar. Hardly anyone ever speaks of this sacrament, and even those who do speak, alas, with great indifference and coldness. My heart is forgotten. Nobody thinks any more of my love, and I am continually grieving. For many people, my house has become an amusement center. Even my ministers, whom I have loved as the apple of my eye, who ought to console my heart brimming with sorrow, who ought to assist me in the redemption of souls. Who would believe it? Even by my ministers, I must be treated with ingratitude and disrespect. I behold, my son," here Jesus remained silent, sobs contracted his throat, and he wept secretly, "many people who act hypocritically and betray me by sacrilegious communions, trampling underfoot the light and strength which I give them continually." And then Padre Pio pauses from quoting Jesus and addresses Father Agostino. Jesus continues to complain, "Dear Father, how bad I feel when I see Jesus weeping. Have you experienced this too?" "My son," Jesus went on, "I need victims to calm my Father's just divine anger. Renew the sacrifice of your whole self and do so without any reserve." And then Padre Pio concludes the letter addressing Father Agostino. "I have renewed the sacrifice of my life, dear Father. And if I experience some feelings of sadness, it is in the contemplation of the God of sorrows. If you can, try to find souls who will offer themselves to the Lord as victims for sinners. Jesus will help you." End of letter. So looking at this letter, we can see that Jesus asked Padre Pio to suffer as a victim soul for the sins of humanity. This deepens our understanding of Padre Pio's inclination to embrace suffering for the sake of sinners. Another important point in the letter is Jesus' complaint about people's ingratitude towards him. I find this quite alarming because this letter was written more than 100 years ago, and it seems like things have only gotten worse since then. It makes this message even more urgent for us today. So in this light, I'd like to offer a short prayer to Jesus from our selected prayers. By the way, all those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program receive these special prayers, so I strongly encourage you to join. Now let's proceed with our prayer. Prayer when visiting the Most Blessed Sacrament. My Jesus, I love you with my whole heart. I repent of having so many times in the past displeased your infinite goodness. I intend, with the help of your grace, never more to offend you in the future. And now, wretched as I am, I consecrate myself wholly to you. I give you and utterly renounce my entire will, all my affections, all my desires, and all that I possess. From this day forth, do with me and with all that is mine whatever is pleasing in your sight. I ask and desire only your holy love, final perseverance, and a perfect fulfillment of your will. Amen. Even though Padre Pio often talked about trusting God and not letting the devil or our sins bring us down, in this message, Padre Pio highlights the importance of embracing suffering that is pleasing to God. So if you have watched the video up to this point, let us strive to thank Jesus for his sacrifice, just like the one leper out of 10 who returned to thank him. Also, let's follow Padre Pio's example and offer our own sacrifices for our sins and for the sins of others. In a world where people are often ungrateful and indifferent, let's be among those who respond with gratitude, trust, and a willingness to endure suffering for the sake of others, just as Jesus and Padre Pio did. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.